Has there ever been a functional democracy?
No, not really.
A true democracy?
As a real democracy does not exist. Not even in fucking Greece. Democracy in Greece was basically equality among the economic and political elites of Greece that exploited. There was a slave population, there was a worker population, you know? These guys didn't participate. They weren't considered citizens of the Greek state because they were willfully made ignorant so they could continue exploiting them. Real socialism is basically when the state takes control of the means of production, when most of the industry and most of the market is owned by the state. So the major industries of like oil, energy, that is socialism.
And when you say the state, you mean a select group of individuals who benefit exponentially greater.
Yeah. Democratic socialism is basically when the state is under the control of a democratic government, which oversees supposedly the basic human rights of the citizens, basically giving them free healthcare, free education. And one thing that I do agree with these libertarians is that Bernie's definition of democratic socialism is a little off. It's more like social democracy. He uses it as a way to bring it back, but only then can you have a real democracy, because then people realize that they're responsible for their own autonomy. And if they're passive, and if they think that electing these fucking idiots every 4 years is exercising their own freedom, then they're going to continue to be enslaved, because these puppets that are elected by the people are really chosen by these economic and political elites that control everything.
Choose from these people who will do what we want.
Exactly.
You can have any of these three.
This basic lie, this use of language to obscure the truth, this little mirror, this little prism that reflects everyone's vision. What is the mechanism to adjust it in order to show the true picture? How was that done? Do you have any ideas?
That's the thing, you can't, because as long as people don't understand what, for example, what a real democracy can be and what real autonomy can be. I mean, there's been experiments. For example, the experiment that this guy called Robert Owen did in New Harmony, Indiana. And all the communes of the 60s, of the hippies, and all these, first of all, these things happen in isolation, and second of all, the people that go into these experiments don't have the mentality. They haven't experienced the ontological evolution in which they will be able to adhere to these values, because they're still stuck to the same egotistical values of the old system. So what happened in Harmony, Indiana, freeloaders, people that took advantage, people that stole, you know, and it was a failed experiment. Because people, through all this separation, maintain the majority of people in the same ideologies that end up being fiction, you know? So Marxists fight fascists fight liberals fight whatever, but it's a fiction in general, of course. Based on ideals that could be enacted, but these ideals aren't really enacted. What's enacted is the fictitious idea that these ideals are in some far-off future, and that to get to them, you need to sacrifice, you need to, you know, kill, you need to do all these other things, you know? Because Marxists adhere to the topic idea of communism, that one day we can live in a stateless society in which human relations aren't bound into conditions of hierarchy and exploitation, but into conditions of equality. It's basically the anarchy. Real communism and the utopic idea. The thing is that these Marxists are willing to sacrifice a lot of these ideals for the immediate goals of revolution, basically murder of the ex-elite. All these other things that end up corrupting and end up making this possible world an impossibility, because things end up but that's why ideologies are bullshit.